Hi everyone, this is Charm from Ready to Adult Philippines. This video is especially helpful for those of you who are just starting out with their career or who've been working for a couple of years now. I'm sure everyone is in a different financial situation. We don't all earn the same and we don't have the same expenses. It doesn't matter as much how much you earn, but it matters how much you keep. And just as a disclaimer, I'm not a financial expert. I'm just a millennial who's learning as I go. I know it's quite uncomfortable, but I want you to track your expenses down to the last centavo. I track my expenses by writing down all my spendings on my planner and doing a monthly summary on a spreadsheet. Now that you have a clear idea on where your money goes, it's time to identify the areas where you need to cut back on. I personally need to cut back on eating out, so what I do is I set a limit for a weekly or a monthly limit that I can spend for eating out. So you can do this through e-wallets or the cash envelope system or just being really disciplined. If you've already cut back on your expenses but you still feel like you're having a hard time saving, then it's time to increase your income. Whether it's having a small buy and sell business online or having a side job you can do a couple hours a week. So what we usually do is income minus expenses and what's left of it is our savings. And what I did before was when I get my income or my salary, it usually goes to my credit card bills, my electricity bills, and other utility bills. So what I do now is when I get my income, I immediately get a portion of that and put it to my savings. And then what I have left is what I budget for all my monthly expenses. I call it forced savings because sometimes you can't really trust ourselves to go and spend for the expenses first. And it's time to prioritize paying off your debt. Whether it's a high interest credit card or a loan or you borrowed money from friends and family, it's really good to have that weight off your back so that you can move on to other things like investing and saving up for retirement. If you can't pay off your debt right now, at least have a plan of how and when you're going to pay off your debt. If you don't have any debts, then maybe you can pay off your credit card and other utility bills on time so you don't incur charges or late fees. And those are the 5 tips of how to get good with money.